Today I'm speaking with Leanness Lifestyle Success, Chris Bergeron. Hello, Chris. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Dave. How about you?
Everybody knows where I'm from, but where are you from? Where are we talking to you at?
I am in Ottawa, Ontario, which is in Canada.
Okay, where's Ottawa, Ontario, for those of us that are in Dixon, Illinois, and don't know where Ottawa, Ontario is?
In northeast of you.
Northeast of me?
Yeah.
Okay, what city or state are you closest to?
I'm about an hour away from Messina, New York.
Okay, got it. That gives everybody a good picture of where you are.
Yeah.
Well, do us a favor and tell us a little bit about yourself. Who are you? What do you do? Any family stuff? How old are you? And then tell us your height.
Okay. I'm your average middle-aged 40-year-old mom of two.
Well, you're not average anymore.
No, you were.
You might have been average.
That's right.
All right, go ahead.
I'm better than average now.
That's right.
I just turned 40 in October. I'm married for about 10 years now. I have two great kids, and been pretty much overweight all of my adult life. That pretty much sums it up.
What do you? Are you a stay-at-home mom? I missed that.
No, I work full time.
You work full time. Yeah,
yep.
That's right. Okay.
So I've got your typical struggles and
mm-hmm.
balancing act
mm-hmm.
that most moms have.
Right. How tall are you?
I'm 5'7".
5'7". All right. When did you first find the Leanness Lifestyle, and what brought you to the club?
I had heard about it probably a couple of years ago. I was doing Body for Life at the time, and had heard about it through one of the websites that I used to visit then, and also through Body Changers.
Okay.
Had come to your site a couple times, but I guess the timing wasn't right. As they say, when the student is ready, the teacher will appear.
Right.
And I found my way back this past February when I was at my highest weight ever and thought, you know what, it's time to give this a try.
February of 2003?
Exactly.
Okay.
So 9 months ago.
Well, tell us about your history with weight then, and we'll get to your highest weight ever, but what's your history been like with weight, with fitness, this whole transformation journey? Tell us about any previous diets, battles, any other structured programs you had done in the past, and kind of, you know, bring us up to snuff here. And when did you first realize, you know, that, wait a minute, you know, I'm not quite as lean or as in shape as I really would want to be?
I was thinking about that earlier today. Probably as a teenager, I felt that I was too heavy, but in those days, that was probably a morphed body of an image.
Right.
Probably was about an average teenager.
Okay.
But then into my late teens and early 20s is probably when I started dieting. I might have been a bit overweight, maybe 15 or 20 pounds overweight, nothing excessive.
Mm-hmm.
Probably by my late 20s, I'd tried Weight Watchers and Scarsdale diet, if anybody remembers that,
mm-hmm.
and all those sorts of things, and fasting and... Probably in my 30s is when I really felt that I was really overweight. Gave birth to my first son when I was 30, my first child. I was 30 years old and never really lost all the baby weight from that.
Mm-hmm.
A few years later, I gave birth to my daughter. And after that, started dieting again. And this time started taking prescription diet pills.
Okay.
Lost quite a bit of weight.
Was that back with the fen-phen thing?
It wasn't fen-phen.
Okay.
I don't think we had that in Canada.
Okay.
But something comparable.
All right.
You know, the kind of thing that made you jittery and twitchy and...
Right.
Just didn't make you feel like eating.
Okay, gotcha.
So lost a bunch of weight like that. Never felt real good about doing it that way. And,
mm-hmm.
well, you know, history being what it is, I was back up there pretty soon again.
Well, you've kind of told us, you know, kind of perhaps when you were a teenager, it was more an idea that you had, that you could have lost a few pounds rather than you really needing to lose a few pounds. And that kind of progressed to you actually probably really needing to lose a few pounds if you want to be truly healthy. Really, it sounds like it was after your first child was born, really right in there, maybe right about 30.
Yeah, I think probably you're right. Probably around that point where really I was probably always... I'd say in my late 20s, I was maybe 20 or 30 pounds overweight,
mm-hmm.
but not what I would have considered obese now.
Right.
But yeah, you're right. After my kids, you know, having kids, being busy, fitness, what was that? I didn't have time for that.
Right.
That was the way I felt.
Sure. And you had a lot of support to from friends and family members and whatnot that are cheering you on, going, and right on, girl, you don't have time.
Exactly.
We don't have time either.
No, that's right. You're busy. You don't have time. You've got time with kids.
Yeah, of course not.
Exactly.
Well, what kind of numbers are we talking about when you're talking about your heaviest ever, or you're talking about after the baby or whatever?
Well, I think when I got pregnant with my son, I was 200 pounds.
Okay.
Probably topped out at about 225 at that point. Probably came down probably as low as 200 again, and then came back up again, and then I think ultimately my all-time high was 240 pounds.
Was that in February?
That was in February.
Okay.
That was after the vacation pictures from Mexico came back.
Ah, was that kind of a click for you?
Yeah, and that and the fact that I was turning 40 in October.
Mm-hmm.
And I had this idea that I wanted to enter my 40s looking and feeling a lot better than I spent my 30s.
Mm-hmm. Do you kind of feel like part of the how this all tied together is maybe that, I think you said your second child was born when you were 32?
Mm-hmm.
So that's been 8 years now.
Right.
Do you kind of feel like over these years that maybe, even maybe just right about now, or maybe just not all that long ago, you've kind of decided or realized that your body is now going to be yours for the rest of your life? And it won't be invaded by this other foreign body that's going to take up the space for 9 months and kind of invade and change and all that. Is anything to do with it at all, do you think?
Well, certainly the body bears the scars of all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, you're right. It's as though now the kids are a little bit older.
Mm-hmm.
I perceive that I have more time, or at least back in February, that was the way I looked at it.
Right.
I have more time, and, you know, this is it. This is, you get one kick at the can.
Mm-hmm.
At 240 pounds with osteoarthritis in my knees, it wasn't feeling real good, and I was convinced that if I lost some weight, I would feel a whole lot better.
So you did come in, and you did fire it up, and were you experiencing it? Now, I got to ask at that weight at 5'7", were you experiencing anything else health-wise besides the arthritis?
No, knock on wood, I've always been really, really healthy.
Okay.
So I wasn't experiencing anything other than the bad knees.
Okay. Did you come in with any preconceived notions or ideas about what a transformation was? Or anything that kind of really had to be flipped around during the transformation, or that you found had to be flipped around during the transformation?
Well, a couple of things. I mean, having done Body for Life, and I thought that was a good program to get started with.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say it's what really got me started weight training.
Right.
When I came into the Leanness Lifestyle, the preconceived notion was that, yeah, I'll lose some weight, but I've got a whole lot to lose, and I don't know how far I'll really get.
Mm-hmm.
So it was kind of like, well, we'll see where it takes me, but... You know, I had this real lofty goal, and even to me it was lofty, and I thought, I'm going to try, but I didn't even really believe myself that I would make it. I was sure that I would lose some weight in the beginning, and then I would stall out like I'd done on all the other programs that I had tried.
Okay.
And I had never really counted calories either. So, as far as I was concerned, and in fact in the beginning, I didn't log foods, I didn't do any of that stuff. I didn't need to, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you don't need to. A fist and palm.
Yeah, exactly. It worked before. Why wouldn't it work now?
Yeah.
I mean, we all know how far that got me.
Well, I don't know exactly how far that got you. And one of the things I want to kind of just have you talk about a bit is, for some reason or another, and I don't disagree at all, I think the Body for Life is a good program to start with.
Yeah,
but for some reason or another, you went looking again after doing a Body for Life. I don't know how long you did it. So give us just a little bit of background on your Body for Life experience. How many weeks did you do it? What happened during it? And why did you go looking again?
I think, well, there's a few things. I started off with great intentions. And in those days, I did end up having a lot of time to work out at a gym. I was, at that time, working shift work. My kids were both in school full-time. And I was working evening shifts, so my days were my own. I mean, my evenings were late, so I slept in the mornings, but then I could go to the gym for 2 or 3 hours a day if I wanted to. So I would go for about an hour and a half,
mm-hmm.
5 or 6 days a week.
Okay.
So that part was going really well. I did the nutrition, the Body for Life nutrition, and as I realize now, I would, you know, have 6 good days and 1 day that ruined all of my efforts for the last 6,
mm-hmm.
you know, the free day concept.
Mm-hmm.
And I also came to learn that for me, I know now processed carbs are my enemy, and they're what make me crave processed carbs.
Okay.
If I don't eat them, I don't crave them.
Okay.
So having a free day, it just ruined the whole mindset for me. Like, the idea of blowing it once a week,
mm-hmm.
like going all out once a week, it was real hard on Mondays to go back to eating clean.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't that I gave up. Well, it wasn't a conscious choice that said, I don't like this, I'm not going to do it anymore. It was more like Sunday was free day, then Monday was clean, and Tuesday was kind of, well, maybe a little splurge, and then the next thing you know, I was splurging every day.
Mm-hmm.
It just wasn't working for me, so I continued to work out, but the eating, you know, maybe I lasted 4 or 6 months on Body for Life,
mm-hmm.
not really losing anything significant. Of course, you've heard it before, right? I lost only 4 pounds scale weight, but I gained 10 pounds of muscle, so. You know.
Yeah, in 4 months or six
exactly.
months or whatever. Yeah,
exactly.
As a woman, of course.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, so you just kind of found that the free day sabotaged not only the scale loss, but it also sabotaged you not only because you took it literally, but also because it really set you up with the types of food you were eating on that free day to have these just tremendous cravings and urges for days following it.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah, it's very common.
Yep.
Okay, so you did find us. You did come to us at 240 pounds, but recently, as far as the end of October goes, you sent us these pictures that now everyone is going to be seeing, and you look awesome. So tell us what happened, and kind of where'd your body weight go, and as far as you can tell, as best as you can tell, what changed with your body fat?
Well, as I said, I started off at 240 pounds. First I ordered the book
mm-hmm.
and started reading the book, thought, I don't need this coaching club stuff. It's just extra
no,
cash,
of course,
right?
No one needs it.
No.
Absolutely
no.
not.
So, so the
just
more,
get the book.
Exactly. Yeah, it. Well, sure. It's cheaper, right?
That's right.
So I just order the book and I start reading the book and I'm thinking, you know, maybe I should give this coaching club a try. And my thought was, I'll try it for a couple of months.
Mm-hmm.
I inquired, can I join for a couple of months? And if I decide not to stay with it, can I quit? And I was told, sure, you can.
Right.
So I thought, well, you know, what do I have to lose? So I joined. And, of course, the first words of advice that I heard from everyone on the board was, are you logging? You know?
And you're like, what's that? Yeah,
yeah,
logging.
Exactly. Who needs to log, right? I know approximately what 3 ounces of this is and
mm-hmm.
a half a cup of this is. I don't need to log. Well, logging is my lifesaver. I need to log.
Yeah.
I need to log. Anyway, so I started logging, and the pounds started dropping, and they kept dropping, and they kept dropping, and they kept dropping, and I didn't stall at 10 pounds or 20 or 30 or 40 or 50,
mm-hmm.
and I just kept losing consistently and easily and comfortably and at a pace that was enough to keep me motivated.
Oh, yeah.
And yet still very healthy, you know, usually about 2 pounds a week.
Mm-hmm.
The exercise, well, I started with the workout generator, and that was like, you know, suddenly I had focus in the gym. I wasn't just doing a couple of sets of this and a couple of sets of that.
Going by your mood and feel that day.
Pretty much.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm not saying you always did, but it's pretty easy when you're dealing with quote-unquote high points.
Yeah.
To just kind of, you find that most people don't push themselves on those high points like they could.
Well, that's exactly it. I mean, I find that my strength has increased, like, phenomenally. Like, I'm using the second rack of dumbbells in my gym now, not the first rack.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, so I'm doing really, really well there.
So your weight continued to drop. You didn't really have any. I know one time you and I had talked a little bit, and I just kind of ribbed you in a fun and light manner because you did have a little stall.
Yep.
And, or you weren't as happy with the loss during these, you know, 3-4 weeks or whatever it was.
Exactly.
And I said, how long have you been losing? You said, this many weeks. And I said, and how many pounds have you been losing a week? And you said, oh, a couple of pounds. And what was my response?
Well, your response was, you're doing just fine.
Yeah, and it's time.
Yeah.
You were due.
It's time for you to be stalling.
It's time for you to stall for a little bit.
Exactly.
And you said, well, that's no fun. I said, I know it's no fun, but you still have to stall for a little bit every now and then.
But there was a solution.
Okay. So what was the solution, and what did you do?
The solution was, first of all, we took a look at my nutrition analyzer. We looked at what I'd been logging for foods. We saw a couple of things there that needed to be cleaned up, a couple too many protein bars.
Oh, right.
Some crackers a little bit too often, a couple of processed carbs that I was having a little too much of. And you said, you know what, it's time for us to have a very definite plan of increasing your calories by about 100 to 200 calories a day for the next 3 or 4 weeks, and then while still increasing your exercise, and then slowly bring it back down again.
Okay.
And what do you know?
Yeah, it kicked it in again.
It kicked it in again.
Right. That's awesome. Okay, so you lost. I mean, you started. You said at one point you didn't stall at 30, 40, or 50 pounds. So everyone now is kind of thinking, geez, how much weight did this woman lose, and where is she at, and what's going on? So why don't you kind of tell us where. You know, where are you at now, or where'd you end up at the end of this, October, the pictures that you sent in, and tell us a little bit about kind of where you're at.
Yeah, I think at the end of the challenge, I ended up at 162 pounds, if I'm not mistaken, give or take. That would have been a 78 pounds
off.
Yeah,
almost 80 pounds.
Yeah.
Wow, almost 80 pounds, and you came in, what did you say, March? February.
End of February, yep.
So you're looking at 8 months?
Yep.
Wow, 80 pounds in 8 months.
Yeah, I never would have believed it was possible. I had set a goal for myself back in February. I said, I'm going to be 40. You know, first of all, my goal was to get out of plus sizes.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I'd be real content if I could just go into a regular store and pull a pair of size 14s off the rack.
Right.
That would be the biggest thrill because it had been forever since I've been able to do that. So this goal was 70 pounds by October 4th, my 40th birthday. I blew that one out of the water.
So true.
And I never believed that. I really didn't believe that I would actually do it.
You were mechanical in a lot of ways. I mean, without the total belief that you would do it, and necessarily this wonderful positive attitude that I'm doing it no matter what, I know I can do it. You were mechanical in that you, I guess I say that, what I mean by that is to say that you were very much performance-based.
I was very focused.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people have commented that I'm surprised that you've never given up or that you never lacked motivation or you never got to the point where you said, you know, I'm tired of this.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really true. There was never a point in time where I really struggled. I just, you know, once I got into it and once I was really losing, it's like, I'm going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to happen. I know now that it can happen.
Absolutely.
I have confidence now that it can happen.
Yeah, now the confidence is there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right, and it's unshakable, I'm sure, at this point.
Well, it is, because, you know, I live my life day to day the way I foresee living it. Like, I'm not dieting.
Right.
This is the way I now eat.
Right.
There's no restaurant I can't go to, there's mm-hmm. no friend's house I can't visit, there's no family occasion, there's no celebration, there's nothing that I can attend that puts me at risk now,
mm-hmm.
because I know what choices to make, I know how to prepare myself for those situations. I lost about 6 pounds this summer on vacation.
Oh, wow.
You know, a two-week trip away with the family, a car trip, eating out of a cooler and restaurant,
mm-hmm.
and I lost 4 or 5, 6 pounds
yeah.
by the time I got back.
That's almost unheard of.
Nothing changed. Everything was the same. I did
right.
everything that I had done when I was at home.
Well, one of the things that we say about the leanest lifestyle quite often is one of the great things about it is you can take it with you no matter where you go.
Absolutely.
And like you, Tracy and I say this all the time, there isn't a restaurant we can't go to that we can't find something to order or that we can ask/demand that it be prepared a certain way.
Absolutely.
And it's nice to not have any fear. That's what I'm hearing, you know, from you now.
Yeah, absolutely. I can go, it's just not an issue anymore. There were in the past, I said, well, you know, I can't go because I can't eat there. Or, ooh, I don't really want to go to that party because I'm afraid I'll blow it.
Mm-hmm.
No, it just doesn't happen anymore. It's so much a part of my routine that it's not even an issue.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, do you have any idea at all how your body fat has changed, or was it just too hard to measure in the beginning, or did you do a...
I really didn't have an idea in the beginning.
Yeah.
But now it's around, I would say around 23%.
Mm-hmm. Which is very, very healthy. That's very healthy, and that's lean for a woman, especially at 40-ish.
Yeah.
So that's great, and the transformation is awesome. Was there anything during this? I mean, you've made it sound like it was pretty much just a performance-based set. You know, set your performance goals. What I mean by that is, for people that aren't familiar with it, you know, your performance goals are what is it that you're going to do on a daily basis, regardless of the outcome. What are you going to do?
Right.
You know, I'm going to log my foods. I'm going to get my activity in. I'm going to, you know, eat fairly clean. I'm going to strive not to be perfect and all this kind of thing. Those are performance goals.
Mm-hmm.
But was there anything about the process that was harder than you thought it would be, or anything that was easier?
One thing that was a lot more meaningful than I thought it would ever be was being part of the club.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say, hands down, that is why I have succeeded. Absolutely, without a question in my mind, if I could not post on the forum, if the forum was not available to me, I'm convinced that I would not have done as well as I have.
Well, you know, I've been interviewing a lot of people this week, and for people that listen to these interviews, I don't care if they're listening to this interview a year from now, 5 years from now, or whatever. A lot of times when I have successful members come through the program, I'll kind of group a number of them together and do a lot of interviews, you know, over a week's time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of what's going on right now for people that are listening. And one of the things that is fresh in my mind, because I have heard this over and over and over again, it's literally something that is, I think, nearly every person has said who has been a success. They've said that the support they got from the discussion forum and the other people that were going through it at the same time as them was just invaluable.
Absolutely.
Now, what I want to know is, there are other forums out there. I mean, you came from other Body for Life forums or whatever.
Right.
There are other Yahoo forums. There's MSN forums. There's different things here and there. Why? And these people on these other forums are trying to lose weight too.
Yeah.
Why is this one different?
I wonder that myself too, because this is the first board that I've participated in that is consistently positive. You don't get that nonsense BS that you get on other boards,
mm-hmm.
people insulting each other or taking things totally off topic.
Mm-hmm.
People here are supportive. I mean, supportive in your transformation, and they've become friends.
Right.
I mean, when somebody's down, everybody rallies around and supports them. People are positive. We all have the same goals. We all have the same focus. We're not arguing about the process.
Right.
But we're all there because this is the process that we all believe in.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like we're arguing free day versus splurge meals or you know, that sort of thing. We all know that we log food.
Mm-hmm.
We all know that we count calories. So we're not arguing, well, you shouldn't go by the scale. You should go by how your pants fit.
Oh, right, right.
You know, things like that. So we're all, I think, coming from the same perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got good information, and we've got amazing tools. I mean, what more could we ask for? It's everything that, I'm gushing now, but it's everything that you need.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the whole package. Like you said when you've introduced these tools, you log your food in the nutrition analyzer. This is my typical day. I get up in the morning. I do my thing. I go to work. I sit down at my computer. First thing I do is I log my day's worth of food.
Right.
Next thing I do is I zip over to the Lean account and I plug in what my workout's going to be like for today.
Mm-hmm.
Then I zip over to the forum and see what's going on. I mean, everything I need is there. My workout's been generated for me, so I know how much I'm going to lift and what I have ahead of me for today.
Mm-hmm.
I know what I'm eating. I know how my ratios fit. And I look at my Lean account, and I know how much I'm going to lose this week.
Well, I kind of cringe and almost feel bad about the Nutrition Analyzer is an incredibly powerful tool, but I almost feel bad about the people that used it 3 years ago with how slow it was and kind of cumbersome, especially as of late with the recent changes as far as how fast it's now become. It's almost like having the software on your desktop.
Oh, it's amazing now.
Yeah, but and so I almost have to kind of duck down a little bit and think, oh my gosh, I feel so bad for the people that went through all the Diva intensives and Team Muscle intensives and everything and really did use it every day.
Right.
But one of the things I want to ask that leads into is that when you first started, even though, you know, there's a significant change in the speed of the nutrition analyzer now compared to eight or 10 months ago,
mm-hmm.
skipping all that, you know, the way you're making it sound now, and I know what you mean, and I know you're right, it's like come in, you know, create the day, get these meals arranged, flip over to Lean Account, click, 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 come over to the discussion forum, see who's saying what,
mm-hmm.
and then continue on with your day.
Right.
How long, not including whatever time you may read on the discussion forum, how long does it take to do those first two important things, nutrition analyzer and Lean Account now? But compare that, if you would, just be fair
mm-hmm.
and be honest, with how long it took you in the beginning. Because people are always kind of overwhelmed in the beginning with thinking, my gosh, it took me an hour to do this. I don't have that much kind of time. How do these people use this stupid tool? You know, it's taken an hour to put in these meals and do those kind of stuff. So I guess what I'm saying is I know it takes longer in the beginning.
Right.
But kind of what did you experience?
Well, granted, like you said, in the beginning, some of the features that we had, well, what was the beginning for me? We didn't have a lot of the features that we have now, like billing a day super fast and so on.
Okay.
I think it probably took me half an hour.
In the beginning?
In the beginning.
Okay.
Now it takes me probably 10 minutes.
Right. Right.
To log my food and my exercise for the day.
And that's, you're saying nutrition analyzer and Lean Account.
Right.
Yeah. And that's another common thing. It's as common as the people who say that the discussion forum is just incredibly invaluable in that, you know, some of them will go from it. You know, I've heard it takes an hour, hour and a half for several days a week for the first couple of weeks, you know. Mm-hmm. But even when I say that, the time gets less and less with almost every day.
Well, it has to, because presumably every day you're entering new meals.
Right.
And I mean, that's a big thing too. If you enter your meals, and then you just go in and edit them slightly for whatever change you have that day, it's pretty fast.
Yeah. And those are features too, of course, that they just weren't available when you first came in, being able to just kind of tweak it a little.
That's right.
You know, so, all right. So that's awesome, of course. And I think you had finished up with anything that was either harder or easier than you thought. I think we have that covered pretty well. If we think of anything, we'll come back to it.
Okay.
Was life a bed of roses for you during this entire 8 month venture?
No.
Every day you woke up to roses and candies and or sweets from your husband, and all everything was always a kind word, and your kids were never sick.
No, of course not.
What kind of it could be everyday life events, or what kind of things may occurred that had you not been so focused and had the right tools and the right strategy in place, your goals and everything, it could have thrown you for a loop.
I mean, aside from the typical stuff when
mm-hmm.
you're married and have kids
right.
and a full-time job and family commitments, we had some struggles this year. My husband and I, both of our moms were widows. So we were taking care of two moms who were not in the best of health. And then in August, while we were away on vacation, on this two-week trip that I was telling you about earlier, one day we had two calls. One was telling us that my husband's mom had been hospitalized, and the second one was telling us that my mom had been hospitalized. And so we came back from our trip, and a week later my mom died.
Oh.
So that was,
sorry.
That was, I think, 2 days after the summer challenge started.
2 days after it started.
Right.
Oh, my goodness.
It was a really tough time,
mm-hmm.
Emotionally, obviously.
Sure.
And I think in the past that would have been, you know, carte blanche to just say, you know, who has time to worry about diet and exercise?
Right.
Right.
Like life is too busy. There's too much going on right now. This is just not something I need to think about right now.
Mm-hmm.
But it was probably one of my saving graces. You know, I didn't have to worry about that kind of stuff. I felt strong. I was maybe emotionally, drained, but physically I was taking care of myself.
Mm-hmm.
And so consequently, I was able to be strong for me,
right,
and for my kids and for the rest of my family. And I maintained my diet and exercise during that time. I mean, I remember sitting in the hospital with my mom those last days that she was alive, and my husband calling saying, "Do you need anything?" I said, "Yeah, bring me some protein bars." There's nothing to eat in the cafeteria.
Oh, that's funny.
I think it's just such a part of my life that it didn't faze me, whereas in the past, stuff like that would have just obviously thrown me for a loop. I don't know that I would have dealt with it.
One of the things that I say many, many times is the life events are going to happen. They're coming your way. If you haven't had anything that's thrown you for a fruit loop in the last little bit, you're due. And
right.
And it is coming no matter what. Yeah. And I always strongly advise that we don't try to use weight loss or fitness to fix things that aren't weight loss or fitness fixable.
That's right.
Relationships, that kind of thing. However, what I usually say, and I haven't found an exception to this yet, is with all these chaotic events that are going to be coming your way anyway, if you are fit, if you feel better about yourself, if you are physically stronger, if your cardiorespiratory strength is better, if you just have a better self-image, everything that's going to come your way anyway, it's just going to be easier. Now, I didn't say easy.
No.
You know, and when you're dealing with the passing of, you know, a mother especially, I've already dealt with that, and I'm in my late 30s, and I dealt with it when I was in my early 30s. So mm-hmm. I can understand that. Easy? No. Easier than it would have been had I been in incredibly poor health? Yes. And for any member that I've ever spoken to, that's always held true. It's just easier.
Absolutely, I agree.
And from what you were saying, you know, it's just you were just better, you know, not that it was easy, but you were better because you were in better physical condition and you were in a better emotional and mental state.
I was going to say that was, I think, one of the better things about it was, aside from having physically more stamina, because stamina was what was required in the last week.
Yes, right.
Emotionally, I was in a better place, too. So I could look at the situation. My mom was not well. She was not in good health before she died, and she suffered. So her passing was, in the end, a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
And I was able to look at it that way. I was able to recognize it that way, and I wasn't sitting around sobbing and feeling, well, I did some of that, too.
Sure.
But, you know, feeling sorry for myself. I was able to look at the situation. And, you know, I dealt with it. I got through it. And, I mean, I got to say, the support on the board was absolutely amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, physically, I was in better shape. I was a happier person. My husband tells me all the time, man, you are like a different person. You are so positive.
Yeah.
You just look at things. Things don't faze you the way they used to.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, my husband, who's always been lean and muscular and strong,
okay,
is now saying he wants to emulate me.
Yeah.
You know, I want to copy what you're eating.
Yeah, that's, you know, awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. And, you know, if he's always been lean and strong, then he's cared to some degree about what he's been putting in his mouth as well.
Yeah.
And with you doing it, it just makes it easier for him.
Exactly.
He doesn't have to wonder if he's going to have to appease,
no,
you know,
no,
his wife or whatever, if there's going to have to be two meals made or...
No, that's right.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, let's kind of continue on here. Tell us, not... First of all, I always say, no member... Well, let me ask you, were you perfect during these past 8 months?
No.
Yeah. And so one of the things I always say is there isn't a successful member yet who's had to be perfect. However, we hear many unsuccessful people talking about how they can't do it because they just can't be perfect. Well, it's never been a requirement.
Yeah.
So taking that in consideration... that none of us lives a lifestyle of perfection, and it's not required to get or stay lean. Give us what a typical day was like for you food-wise during the loss, or even now. Give us your start with your morning meal and take us through bedtime.
Okay.
Average, just an average,
yeah,
day.
Okay, I generally eat 5 times a day.
Okay.
That's my routine. First thing in the morning, I really love Stacy's waffles, so I have those a lot.
Those are good, aren't they?
They're really good. So I have those often, or I'll make an omelet.
What's in the omelet?
We have here something like egg beaters, but
right.
They're a little bit lower in fat than egg beaters. Anyway, so that sort of thing, with some veggies and some fat-free cheese.
You steam the veggies ahead of time?
Nope, put them in raw.
Put them in raw.
Yeah. Peppers, onions.
Chop them up.
Yep.
Okay, peppers, onions, whatever. Throw it in.
Whatever's around. Usually I pack it all up in a Tupperware container and I take it and zap it at work when I get there.
Do you put any fat-free cheese or anything with it?
Yeah, fat-free cheese.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so it's going to be probably a Stacy's waffles or some kind of omelet.
Yeah.
And is it mostly egg whites?
Yeah, that sort of thing. It's like, yeah, it's probably halfway between an egg white omelet and an egg beater omelet.
Okay, I mean, do you use any whole eggs too?
No.
Okay.
No, generally no.
All right.
Generally no.
So then what?
I eat probably around 8 o'clock or so. Then probably around 11 o'clock, I'll have my next meal, which might be a protein bar. It could be anything. It could be a big spinach salad with a bunch of other veggies in it with a cut-up chicken breast or whatever protein we had last night for supper.
Mm-hmm.
Could be some leftover salmon or some pork tenderloin or that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
In a big spinach salad, because now that I'm trying to get in as many veggies, I can make my salad with spinach, and that kills two birds with one stone.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So that sort of thing with some fat-free dressing.
Okay.
So that makes a nice meal. And then probably my next meal is around 2 o'clock, and that would probably be last night's leftovers. So that would be some kind of protein and, maybe some veggies, some steamed broccoli. Actually, what I usually do is bring it to work raw and then just stick it in the microwave with a little bit of water, and there I have my steamed veggies.
Okay.
And then my next meal is supper at home with the family. And that's what everybody else is eating, so it's whatever meat we're having, or fish, or chicken, and lots of veggies for me, and they're probably eating some rice or some pasta or a potato,
right.
And if it fits that day, then I might have a sweet potato or a little bit of rice or half a potato or something, but if it doesn't fit with the plan for that day, then I'll just have veggies, fill up on veggies instead.
I'm picturing this, lean protein veggie, maybe some yam.
Yeah.
But I'm picturing this, thinking of the new person listening as well, and I'm thinking, she boils a chicken breast, she steams broccoli, and she's got a raw yam cut into bite size, and that's what's on her plate? Are you kidding me? Now, could you kind of fill in the blanks, if there's any blanks to fill in? Because I know that, for one, the longer we eat clean, the easier it is to just simply not cover it in all kinds of stuff. But do you do anything to doctor it up, spice it up, dress it up?
Absolutely.
Okay.
As we speak, I've got a pork tenderloin down in the kitchen, marinating in some fat-free dressing.
There we go.
That's going to get tossed on the barbecue. Huh. While that's in the barbecue, I cut my sweet potatoes into very thin slices.
Okay.
And almost as thin as chips.
Right.
And I spray my cookie sheet with fat-free, or with Pam.
Right.
And I sprinkle my my sweet potatoes with some Cajun spice, and I toss those in the oven so that when they come out, they're like nice fried potatoes or crispy chips, and I'll have those with my nice barbecued pork tenderloin and a nice side of broccoli or cauliflower or steamed zucchini or grilled veggies.
Right.
Oftentimes in the summertime, I'll take a bunch of red peppers and onions and mushrooms and eggplant and zucchini, and I'll pour a little bit of fat-free dressing over it, skewer it, and cook it on the barbecue. Great grilled veggies.
Oh, yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah, so there's, you're using different spices and marinades and dressings and whatnot to...
Exactly. Really... I'm probably cooking the way I did before with some adjustments.
Okay.
Last night I made coleslaw for supper. Well, I used fat-free sour cream and fat-free mayo.
Mm-hmm.
Kids gobbled it up.
Oh, yeah.
And it was great for me. I loved it.
Yeah, that's awesome.
It's not a matter of getting rid of everything that you used to like. It's a matter of finding ways to adapt your recipes to your new lifestyle.
It's an awesome statement. And what about splurges and stuff?
I have them.
Yeah. What do you normally have?
Friday nights here are pizza nights.
Oh, right.
My kids like to have pizza on Friday nights. I've asked them if they're bored of it. They say no. So,
They must be great kids then.
Yeah.
Because that's pretty much me.
Yep.
Even the old coach, I probably have pizza 3 times a month.
Yep, we have pizza here 4 times a month, every Friday night.
Got it.
So if I'm in the mood, I will have a couple of slices of pizza with the family on Friday night. Or if we're going out to a restaurant, I might make that my splurge meal for the week.
Mm-hmm.
I don't usually splurge with a dessert because, for me, that's a trigger. So my dessert splurge is a protein bar. It's like a controlled dessert.
Right.
But, yeah, my splurge might be a little bit of a bigger portion or something that I don't have too often. But it's not a blowout, and I log it. And I account for the calories during the day, and then I carry on. And I enjoy every bite of it, and I don't feel guilty about it.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's the best way to have it, too. That's the best tasting splurge, is the one you don't feel guilty over because you plan for it.
Exactly.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
What about activity? How much resistance training? How much cardio?
I do an amount of exercise that is maybe less than some people. I probably do about 250 minutes a week. That's probably broken down, I'd say, 75%. Weight training and 25% cardio.
You're the kind of the opposite of what we see a lot of times with women then.
Yeah,
70,
I really like to lift weights. Yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah. And there's times when I think I know that I could lose faster if I put in more exercise.
Mm-hmm.
But this is an amount that I'm comfortable with. It adapts well to my lifestyle. I fit it in easily. I don't feel like I'm taking anything away from anybody or anything else.
Right.
And it's an amount that I can really comfortably live with. So that's what I aim for every week. And I've got a treadmill at home, and I've recently bought a recumbent bike. So on the nights where I'm feeling like I can get a little bit extra in, then I'll go downstairs for a half hour and do a little bit extra cardio. But typically I'd say 250 minutes is about what I put in a week. And I've done that since the beginning.
It's nice to have access to those things at home, though, so you don't have to leave the home, and you can still get it in if you want to.
Exactly. You know? Actually, I splurged and bought myself some Power Blocks this summer, too.
Oh, Power Blocks are great, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what about supplements? Don't get into all kinds of details about it. I'm not looking for any kind of a big plug, but I'm just looking to see what do you take no matter what? What's a part of your plan that's that you just feel like you really should be taking or benefit from?
I take a multivitamin, and I take glucosamine for my knees, and that's it.
Okay. And the rest, like, I know when you talk about, you know, a protein bar or whatever, you consider that probably more food than a supplement.
Yeah.
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 And do you do any meal replacement shakes or protein shakes or anything?
I have done, and I do occasionally, but it's not part of my regular diet. No.
Got it. Now, when you started at 240, your heaviest, what size were you? You were trying to get out of the plus?
Yeah, I was probably, I was an 18 to 20.
Okay. And how about now?
Right now, I'm a comfortable size 8.
Wow.
Wow. Bought a pair of size 6s last week, too.
Yeah. Well, and they're just what, right on the verge, and you've got just a smidge to go or before they're really comfortable, or no?
No, I'd say I'm comfortable. I think the 6s were probably just made a little bit on the big size. But no, I'd say I'm a comfortable 8 now.
That's awesome.
But 6 is in my forecast.
Well, this is, I really enjoyed this interview, Christine, and I really want to just basically close with having you kind of tell anyone listening a couple of things. One, should they begin if they're considering beginning? And the other thing is, what would you say is the biggest difference between this program and some of the others you've done? You can just kind of tie it together in any way you want. You don't have to make it long or anything.
As to whether somebody should start, absolutely. There's always going to be a reason not to start. There's always going to be something that you want to say, well, when this is dealt with or when I've taken care of that, then I can start. But like you said earlier, life is going to happen one way or another. And if I had waited for everything to be perfect, I would now be 40 and I'd still weigh 240 pounds. So the time to start is now. It's absolutely now. As for what makes this plan different, well, there's a lot of components. First of all, there's no BS. Nobody's trying to tell you that you can eat everything you want one day and be good for 6 and it's going to work, because it's not for the average person. That's not the way it's going to happen. You need to know what you're putting in your mouth. I've learned that the ratios that you describe in your book have helped me lose 82 pounds. I'm convinced that they work.
Mm-hmm.
And be a part of the forum. Absolutely be a part of the club. The club is absolutely, bar none, the best around. And any question that you need answered, there's somebody there who can answer it. They've been there. They've done it. They're speaking from experience. There's a lot of knowledge on the board. And, heck, you got access to the coach. What more can you ask for?
Well, this I really enjoyed this interview. I want to congratulate you on doing a fantastic job on your body and your whole transformation.
Thank you.
And I know that you are going to inspire a large number of people, and there's going to be people are going to be listening to this, you know, now and weeks from now and years from now. And I just want to say that you don't really know for sure how many people you're truly going to inspire, but you are. And they won't always say, oh, thanks, Chris. Thanks for doing that interview. And, boy, the things you said were just so incredibly powerful. But I'm going to let you know that what you've said here today is going to be incredibly powerful for a lot of people. And I want to thank you for taking time out of your day to do the interview with me.
My pleasure.
I will be right here with you every step of the way as you continue on. But let me ask you this, just one last thing before we run out of time. Where are you going?
With my transformation?
Yeah.
I am heading towards a size 6. I'm heading towards 15% body fat. And I'm putting on lots more muscle. I want big guns.
Muscle, and 15% and a size 6.
Yep.
Awesome goals. Well, thanks again, Chris, so much. And we will we'll be in touch. We'll be following your progress and seeing how you do as time goes on. I expect nothing but the best from you. That's all I've seen so far. That's all I expect to see. And I know the other members are going to be watching you closely as well. So thank you again, and we'll speak to you soon.
Thanks very much, Dave.
Hi, this is David Greenwalt, founder of the Leanness Lifestyle and Club Lifestyle Online. If you enjoyed this recording and would like access to my entire library of informative and cutting-edge interviews and conferences, simply visit www.leannesslifestyle.com. And spelling that out, that is www.L as in Lincoln, E as in Edward, A as in Adam, N as in Nora, N as in Nora, E as in Edward, S as in Sam, S as in Sam, then lifestyle.com. That's www.leannesslifestyle.com. Thank you for listening, and I hope you enjoyed listening as much as I enjoyed creating this recording.